This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
KM in the AM. It is AM already. Good morning. Good morning. This is a quick show, and I'm glad because I'm chapped. My ass is chapped. I'm pissed off, and I don't want to be. I don't need to be. You know what I need to be? I need to be a neutral media member. I'm working on it. When I first came into the radio and being credentialed media and I heard about media members having to dress neutral and not wear logos. And a lot of these reporters and writers, they just like take this approach to the game and the teams and the leagues. And it's all business. It's not personal. Yeah, I got to learn to take that approach. Whatever. Anyway, how about those New York Knicks? Belief is needed. Shout out to C-Mac. I remember last year he would do some shows where he talked about the power of belief. When nobody believes, believe. That's what athletes do. That's what they literally get paid to do. That's what they have to do. They have to have a chip on their shoulder. They have to believe that they belong, believe that they can compete, and believe that they can win. What a game last night. 888-808-1019. It is now the sixth day of May. Cinco de Mayo ends. And the Knicks are up 1-0. Knicks in six, that's still in play. Shout out to Positive Tommy, who had the balls to actually get on the afternoon drive show, Evan and Tiki, and lead with Knicks in six, and that he believes in the team. And then, like, look what you get. Shout out to you if you're a Knicks fan, a long-suffering Knicks fan that now has a team that you can believe in, even though you guys are super hard on them. Even though the Knicks fan doesn't want to believe, they believe, then they don't believe. This team sucks. They're down 20. They can't beat this team. Oh, we're going to get swept. Wait a minute. Let's go back, right? The Knicks have had the most entertaining games in this early bit of NBA playoffs. Like, they're playing and leaning into, you know, the theater of Broadway, the bright lights of New York, New York. But this is the playoffs. It's not the regular season. So throw out the record that the Knicks had going 0-for against the elite teams in the regular season. But think about the last time they played the Celtics in the regular season. They did go to overtime. And that's where you start to believe, right? Hey, last time we saw these guys, last time we were on the floor with these guys, we took them to OT. We barely lost. Even when you go down 20 points, even when guys are getting in early foul trouble, you got to believe. It's the playoffs. This is the time for it. Belief is needed. They fought through four quarters and overtime. And do not forget, I put this on Twitter. They were a bad bounce off the glass from ending it in regulation. If that's Brunson in the Garden, that's game in four quarters. That layup that just a little bit missed. But yeah, that first half was like, oh no, Celtics, the parquet floors, TD Garden, they call it the Garden, the fake Garden. You can't check them, bad matchups, and they're shooting the ball. You know, early in that game, just like Jaylen Brown throws one up, Derek White throws one up, and it's like, this is what they do. They shoot threes, they make threes. I think they set a record this year for the most threes taken and made. This is what they do. They have so many guys that can shoot it. All of their guys, except for like Luke Kornet. They have so many guys that can shoot the three that they're going to take hella threes. And I think they'll have a little bit of a different approach. You just heard Marco with the update. They set a record for missed threes. They attempted 60 threes on the night and only hit 15 of them. And you could tell late in the game, they were throwing up some panic threes. But let's not jump to, you know, late in the game yet. Early in the game, I'm writing my notes and I'm watching the game. I'm like, they have too many guys. They have too many options. But you know what? Early in the game, former Nick Kristaps Porzingis goes out. And what did I say, I think, a night or two nights ago? I said the Celtics have been battling some things. They're battling injuries. And I said Kristaps Porzingis, a hangnail could take him out of the game. That was his flu game. He got sick, a non-COVID-related illness. He played 13 minutes, and he was out of the game. So that was the first little thing. Zoop, you lose Porzingis, who played a huge part in the last time the Celtics faced the Knicks and went to overtime. He's out. He's gone. I guess to overcompensate for him, they just felt like they had to shoot threes. But that changes who's on the floor or whatever. And I know people wanted to get at Karl-Anthony Towns, right? He gets in some early foul trouble. I know, you know, very early in this game, it was looking like, okay, these are the Boston Celtics. I think I clipped early in the game, like in the first quarter, Hart had two fouls. Towns had two fouls. So when guys get in early foul trouble, you got to think about the whole game, right? We see Precious Achiuwa enter this game for the first time in these playoffs. Why? Because Cat goes out, Mitch comes in, and then like once these guys start getting in foul trouble, you have to. Then you have to use guys off your bench. But man, ultimately early on in that game, right? And I saved the stuff from the first quarter. In the first quarter, the Knicks were shooting better than them. They shot better from three. Their rebounds were right there. They had more assists, more steals. And there was a lot of turnovers. You felt that too. The first game of a big series, a city rivalry, Boston and New York, there was a lot of jitters, a lot of early turnovers, and just kind of figuring things out. But I'm telling you, where the Celtics went wrong here was chucking the ball up and not playing basketball. I was just in the live chat saying, like, when you learn how to play basketball as a kid and no one can really shoot threes, and as you get older and guys can't shoot, like, that, what we're watching is not basketball. That's NBA basketball in modern day times. But you're supposed to get to the hoop. You're supposed to pass the ball until the open guy has the clearest path to lay the ball in or dunk the ball or shoot a closer shot. That's not efficient to shoot all those threes. Anyway, in the second quarter, right, mouse in the house. You start to see like, okay, they're going to try and give the ball to Cat down low with Jaylen Brown on him or whoever gets on him. And there's so much switching in the game. You're realizing like, okay, the Celtics and the Knicks aren't built to beat the Celtics, as many people say. Like, the Celtics have a lot of guys, whether it's Tatum, whether it's Brown, and then Pritchard comes off the bench, sixth man of the year. I thought he was going to start getting it going. Even Luke Kornet had a couple buckets, and it's looking like a bad matchup. But it's a tale of two halves. It's a complete tale of two halves. They even, you know, and it's funny because there's always a negative lean towards New York. There's always, like, the national audience, they hate New York, and I get it. But they flashed the stat. It was like a Cinco de Mayo stat, like sponsored by Corona. And it said 24 years without a conference appearance for the New York Knicks. Basically foreshadowing that, like, hey, they're playing a defending champs and they're not going to get out of this series. Man, you know, early in the day yesterday, I turned to, in the afternoon, I turned to EEI, the Boston station, because on the Odyssey app, like right now we're streaming on the free Odyssey app. If you wanted to, you could turn to hear what they're saying in Boston. I don't know if they have a live night show. We do here, 888-808-1019. If you remember what happened yesterday and you want to chime in. But, you know, I always like to get a feel for what they're talking about. Like, I did this when the Yankees were playing against the Kansas City Royals. I'm like, I want to hear what they're talking about in the other cities. They don't take as many calls. And they also don't understand. Like, they were talking about the Knicks and how much guys get paid. And I swear, one of their hosts were like, OG Anunoby? Why does he make that much? Well, they found out. And you know what I wanted to find out? I wanted to find out if the Knicks were going to come out in the second half and learn from their mistakes in the past, learn from their mistakes, lay up lines, get it going, and have a good third quarter, because they had been down 20 points. And the power of belief comes in. Shout out to Madison, who is a Yankee fan, Knicks fan, Giant fan. Let me see if I can find her handle to give her credit. Because, like, her belief in the Knicks, it honestly made me laugh, but it was solid. Madison, Major League Mad with two D's. You know, she wrote on Twitter, she's like, this 20-point comeback is going to be insane. And I laughed. But, like, belief is needed. Until the game is over, until the fat lady sings, until it goes 0-0-0, you got to believe that they could come back. And clearly the Knicks did. You have the most clutch player.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
In the game, first time ever, Clutch Player of the Year is awarded. You have guys like OG Anunoby, who I just mentioned. Like, now you see, like, this guy's a champion. He has a ring. This guy plays defense. This guy also can get into his offensive bag. And when you need a guy like that in moments like that, he shows up. He doesn't shrink in the moment. And, man, I felt like the Knicks, coming out of that Pistons series and even playing six games versus the Celtics playing five, I feel like that might have helped, because it's a long time off. And honestly, the Celtics, they look cold. They look like they took the Knicks lightly, and they look like, you know, they took their foot off the gas. I remember there was a part where in the third quarter where Joe Mazzulla, he took a timeout and he was clearly frustrated. And the Knicks were coming out to win that third quarter. And OG, they kept leaving OG open, and he's hitting threes. So that 20-point lead evaporates. And the Knicks go on a run, to cut the lead down to 11. I'm like, oh, this game is riveting. Like, we got a real game here, folks. And then the fourth quarter, you guys all know what happened in the fourth quarter. You know, they made it a game. They were trailing by 20. And when you get into the fourth quarter and you're cutting the lead down, now we're getting into Jalen Brunson territory. And let me just say, like, watching Jalen Brunson play, it doesn't make any sense how good that guy is. But, like, the Knicks got one in him, and they got to figure it out sooner rather than later how to get him to the Eastern Conference Finals, so that he can do, like, how clutch he is. And I know that layup to win it skipped off the, you know, the glass a little high and past the rim. Doesn't matter because they won. But the performance he was putting on in clutch time, I'm like, they're going to win this game. They're going to steal this first game. And if you want to think that you have a series, you got to steal that first game. They always say the series doesn't start until the road team wins. Well, the series started. 888-808-1019. There were so many little moments. Like, when the Knicks took the lead, you could tell. You could see people's faces. Brunson is just doing his three celebration, and you could see the people courtside. Shout out to the Bell Biv DeVoe, Michael Bivens in the building. Kevin Millar sitting courtside for obviously one reason. Of course, New York versus Boston. But I knew Brunson is a killer. I'm like, he was just short. But, man, he starts hitting threes. He starts figuring it out. Like, you know what? Some of that, they called a double dribble. They called a I forget when I saw people like a carry, double dribble. What minute was that where I was like, this game has everything. A discontinued dribble turnover with 2:35 left when it was 97-95. And Brunson is starting to get double teamed, and they're sending people at him, and he's trying to find the right guy. You know, he turned one over looking for Josh Hart. But at the, you know, ultimately, Mikal Bridges, with his defense and him rising to the occasion, OG Anunoby, right? Mikal Bridges plays 51 minutes. You got to give him credit. You got to give him props. Stealing the ball, how he shut down Jaylen Brown at the end. Like, that's playoff basketball. That's championship-level basketball. When most guys shrink in those moments, like, there's a reason that, you know, like, Brunson and Mikal are college champions. OG is a champion. Hart is a champion. Like, in those moments, you got to have a slow heartbeat. You got to let the game come to you. And they did. They did. I was very impressed with the overtime, the huge steal that led to the three-point play for OG with Bridges. I'm like, it does not matter how many points he did not have. The biggest stat for Bridges, when you talk about an Iron Man, he could have 8 points. 51 minutes. This guy stays on the floor. He is guarding everyone. He had 7 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. And just like in crucial moments, he is there. OG is there. And of course, you can count on Brunson. And not to, you know, discount Karl Anthony Towns, who had 13 rebounds. But you know what I'm saying with Kat. Sometimes he plays small. And sometimes, like, man, when he fouled, Jaylen Brown before the shot, just on the transfer, he was playing with fire. You almost put him on the line to shoot three. I'm trying to go back into my notes for little things here, but, you know, the game ended so long ago. And obviously, the Yankee game, the Yankees waited to blow it. You know, after the euphoria of the Knicks shocking the world, beating the Celtics, and taking a 1-0 lead in overtime, you know, the New York Yankees have to, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. 888-808-1019. As the Knicks calls are coming in, I'll take some Yankee calls as well, because this is going to be a quick show. The show will be over in an hour and 20 minutes with the breaks and everything. I don't know. It won't be long at all. But that's a stupid game to lose. That's a stupid-ass game to lose. One, it was delayed to start, and then it was delayed during the game, and you had the game. And that's a Carlos Rodon start where, again, Carlos Rodon has started to figure it out, and he started to really pitch, and you waste another Carlos Rodon outing. You waste a day where, like, somehow you were able to get the game in. You were up 3-0, right? I just, with Devin Williams, I'm done. And it's not just Devin Williams. It's the decision to go to Devin Williams. We get a Trent Grisham bashful homer. He bashes homers, and he's too bashful to even look at them. That's my new thing for Trent Grisham. The bashful basher, TG12 method of hitting home runs and looking away. He looks so ashamed when he homers. The Yankees playing in the pouring rain, you know, they stopped the game. And that's another thing with this, like, we got to figure out how to, like, play the season later. And they got to shorten the season because it's not a home field advantage for the Yankees playing in the rain and MLB making these games get played against West Coast teams. And it's like, I know we have this balanced schedule now. It's like, we got to play these games. But one, it's unsafe for the players. Running around in the rain, whatever, something can happen. Two, the pitchers can't control the ball. Three, they play through the rain trying to get these outs and innings in, and they can't preserve the field. The field becomes literally unplayable. Like, you got to get the tarp on. It's ridiculous to watch. Shout out to you if you went to the stadium. I've refused. I'm not going. I've done it before. I'm not going there when it's raining. It's just not worth it. 888-808-1019. But ultimately, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. You lose that game 4-3. You were up 3-0 in the eighth inning. You give up 4 runs in the eighth. And everybody's at fault. Luke Weaver's at fault. Devin Williams obviously at fault. And Aaron Boone is at fault. He gave his answer in the postgame. And now, look, this is a losing streak. And here's another game back-to-back where, you know, manager makes a decision and fans are going to say this guy doesn't know what he's doing. That was almost a grand slam. I'm watching this Mets game live in here, off the wall in center. Mets were up 5-1. Now they're up 5-4, if you're watching that. But anyway, let me finish my rant with the Devin Williams stuff. He's feeble. He's soft. He is not right. And even though he had some good outings, it's not enough. It's a small sample size. One, I feel like we just can't pitch him in Yankee Stadium, and that's a problem. Two, he has no command. You walk Tyler Wade. You guys all know Tyler Wade. Like, you can't be walking Tyler Wade. It's a recipe for disaster. And I don't know. It sucks that, like, you have that game against a good team. That's another thing. It's a good team. The Padres are, there's a reason why the Padres are 23-11. The Yankees should have that record. That's another thing with the Yankees, right? They blew this. And New York Yankees stats put out, the Yankees have 5 losses when leading in the eighth inning or later. That's the most in MLB. That's not acceptable. That's an unacceptable loss. 888-808-1019. And that's an unacceptable spot. And I get it. He said, you know, Fernando Cruz pitched the other day. And even though Cruz only had 2 pitches, you know, they have a plan to use Devin Williams there. And it's just stupid. Devin Williams he's been a complete disappointment. He's someone that doesn't look like he fits here with the Yankees. And I know that they're going to just keep trying to work it out. They're going to keep trying to fix him. And we just got to deal with, like, the games being dropped and losing games like that. And then Luke Weaver is forced to, like, all right, Luke, you know, come in early, save the day. And it's raining, and it's just, like, it's just a bad situation. So that's a tough loss. That's a stupid loss. And I blame Devin Williams. Every time he's in there, more than not, they lose. If you go and look at his appearances this year, they have lost more than they've won. Most of them turn out bad. And, like, you can't be a $8 million number one ranked reliever in MLB Network's rankings and just, like, be this inconsistent and this bad. You're not even in the closer spot. Like, they already took you out of that. And, like, you can't just come in and throw strikes. Please come in and throw strikes. So they, you know, the Yankees lose. They lose not long after Devin Williams gets pulled. Luke Weaver comes in, and, like, Luke Weaver can't save us every time. Luke Weaver has been great, but, like, this is baseball. It's just not going to work like that. It's not going to work like that. So stupid game. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. 888-808-1019. Can I take a call here, please? I think I can take a call here before we go to break. Thomas is in Queens. What's up, Thomas? You're on the Fan.
Oh, okay, Keith. Now, I just want to say one thing, very simple, very short. The Celtics lost that game because there was no Kristaps Porzingis, basically, in the game. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. And I don't know, maybe we got some callers that are Celtics fans. We got some Boston people checking in. How I said I was checking in. Like, they were very confident up there on the radio today. There was a lot said on the Boston radio that I caught today on WEEI. Basically, they were saying they expect a sweep, but people don't want to be too confident. Basically, they were saying that, like, nobody expects the Knicks to be able to win a game, but, like, most people are going to say gentleman sweep to just be, well, you lost one. You lost the first one in your building. And if we can make excuses and say it was all Kristaps Porzingis, we'll see about that. 888-808-1019. But I said, you know, he was out with a non-COVID-related illness. He played 13 minutes. But this is a championship team. They've got all-stars. They've got depth. They, you know, they blew the Knicks out during the season without Porzingis. So what happened tonight? Let's go to Houston, Texas, and talk to Liam on the Fan in New York. What's up, Liam?
Hey, what's up, Keith? All I got to say is, go New York, go New York, go New York, go. Man, Jalen Brunson and these Knicks, man, they just don't give up. They come back from behind. But listen, we did it this time, but, you know, the Celtics ain't the Pistons. We can't keep on coming back from behind. It's just not going to happen again and again and again. But for tonight, go New York, go New York, go New York, go.
Enjoy it. Thanks for the call, Liam, all the way out in Houston, Texas, right? And I know you're a Yankee fan, Knick fan out there. Enjoy it. The Rockets are eliminated. And the same way I was on, I think it was the last Thursday, when the Knicks beat the Pistons and people wanted to jump into the Celtics conversation, I'm like, yo, just live in it. And I like to let people enjoy things. For real. I'm not a Knicks fan, but I'm a basketball fan and a radio host in New York. Like, there's nothing to hate on. If you are watching this series, if you are watching how the Knicks have played in these playoffs, that was arguably the best game of these playoffs. That game in itself, all of the question marks that you had about the Knicks, their toughness, their resilience, like, they were down 20, they could have packed it up. They could have literally sank into themselves, and what the world said about them, oh, they can't rock with the Celtics, they're going to get blown out, they're going to get some, and they fought, and they scrapped, and they clawed their way back. And took that game in a hostile environment, took that game in their building. Like, if you're a fan, how do you not love that? How does that not make you love Jalen Brunson, OG Anunoby, Mikal Bridges, like this team, right? Like, belief is needed right now. If you are going to shock the world, it starts with belief. They're up 1-0. So now, what's setting into the minds of the Celtics? Oh, well, damn. All right, is Kristaps going to be back for the next game? Yo, we just set a record for the most missed threes. Yo, they are kind of tough. They almost beat us in regulation. That ball barely missed. Brunson almost beat. We can't. Now it's in their head. Brunson strikes fear into opponents' hearts. And fatigue makes a coward out of all of us. That's what they say in sports, right? Fatigue makes a coward out of all of us. When you get tired and you don't have your legs, you are not shooting the same. They were chucking up prayers. And they had this little demon with braids, number 11, that they knew he is an assassin. He is here to kill. He is out for blood. And if we let him get it, like, if we let him get his little moves off, boop, boop, all right, that's a foul. If you let him get an open three, he's draining the three with ease, like he's in practice. Ray is in Brooklyn on the Fan. You got it, Ray.
Yo, Keith, you know we family by association of the Yankees organization. And let me tell you, I ain't all about the Yankees, but Devin Williams, bro, in the words of Tiki Barber, dude is dead to me, man. Like, but I don't even want to harp on that.
Word. Enough for Devin Williams already. I'm good. Today was the first day that I was like, trade him. And I know they can't trade him, but I'm like, I don't want to go through the experiment anymore. Let's keep it with the Knicks.
It's so crazy, man. But yeah. So with the Knicks, I'm about to body a bunch of people who were, you know, always trolling Mikal Bridges over those five early second-round picks, because the Knicks are going to be so good. Those are going to be like the 28th, 29th, you know, 30th picks of the draft. And you know what? We ain't in the Knicks organization. You know, and Keith, I know you're a Nets fan, so I'm excluding you from this. I'm talking to the other five Nets fans out there. So, like, we're not in the business of, you know, drafting babies and kids and hoping that they turn out to be men and be son. We got grown-ass men on this squad right now doing big things. We're not about hope. We're about winning right now. So y'all can keep them little whack-ass picks and hope that those little kids turn out to be something. Because right now, my Knicks...
It's so quiet for the Nets. It's not even worth it, bro. People are asking me, why am I not talking about the Nets? There's nothing to talk about, bro. And, like, those picks, there's nothing to talk about. Like, Mikal Bridges' pick, when he intercepted that ball from going out of bounds and threw it back in, like, that is worth one pick in itself. Like, what he did today, what he did in the, like, just back-to-back games for Mikal Bridges, that's what you got him for. Imagine if you had him last year. That was the whole thing, right? Imagine we had a Mikal Bridges in the playoffs. He's showing you his worth. In the regular season, whatever, that's done. But, like, he is helping you. He helped you close out against the Pistons. He helped you take the first game against the Celtics. You could argue without some of his plays that doesn't happen.
Yo, Keith, and a big pause before I say this, but homeboy got cojones because I don't care what the final box score looked like, right? Because against Detroit, he had two big-ass threes in a big spot in the fourth quarter, right? He made big defensive plays. I know OG gets all the love for the defense, but people have been wearing Mikal Bridges like a suit. He's been all over, dudes. He's been talking and stuff. He's been backing it up. He's hitting big shots, and he's playing like a dog. That's all we need, man, because we already got light-skinned black Jesus right there with the braids, like you said, Papa, the number one killer on the planet. And let's go. Everybody said Kate Cunningham, best player on the floor. Yeah, I. Everybody said best player on the floor is Tatum or Brown. Yeah, I. Keep doubting my son right there, man. He's basketball God resurrected. Keith, thank you, family. I love you, man. Have a great night.
Thanks for the call, Ray. 888-808-1019 as we hit 1230. I just saw in my chat, and I'm going to check to see if this is true. Goat with lightning bolts writes, Aaron Gordon buzzer beater versus the Thunder. All the underdogs take road wins so far. And I'm like, let me go make sure that's valid. But either way, I'm seeing the Nuggets do beat OKC 121-119. Let me go look for the video and I can just check the play-by-play. But anyway, hey, the playoffs are on. This is the NBA. The Cavs lost to the Pacers. The Celtics lost to the Knicks. The Thunder lost to Denver. So that means we're going to have some series, folks. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the fan. Call me up to talk Knicks and talk basketball. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Well, in the end, it's the Knicks that land Carmelo Anthony from Denver, and Amari Stoudemire happy that he's on hand. Stoudemire, addressing the media today, says the team will be hard to guard now, likes the idea of having that 1-2 punch.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Return of Mac. K-Mac and then C-Mac coming up next. 888-808-1019 on the Fan in New York. The Knicks have won. Yes, the New York Knicks beat the Celtics. No one thought that they could. Not the first game. Not for nothing, though. Some Knicks fans were saying, hey, you know, if we're going to make this a series, we do have to take the first game. And if you think about it, yeah, the opening of the series, you got to punch them in the mouth. You got to set a tone. You got to surprise them a little bit. And that's why I go back to, okay, coming off of the Detroit series in six, you were on the court last. They had a little bit extra rest. And also the tougher series that you played versus what they did. Ooh, I'm watching this Mets game in here too. Edwin Diaz almost, that was almost an ankle. That was almost a collision at first base, trying to cover first base, Corbin Carroll running. Anyway, in the Mets game, bottom ninth here, runner on first, 5-4 Mets lead, Edwin Diaz on, and in my chat, I probably had five different people say, Devin Williams or Edwin Diaz, and I said, neither. That is a hell of a play. Francisco Alvarez. Show the replay. Just threw the runner out at second, trying to steal. To get that runner off and get the first out of the inning. Anyway, but back to the Knicks. The Knicks shocked the world tonight. Shout out to you if you bet the Knicks. Shout out to you if you believed in the Knicks. And let's continue talking about it. There's so many different ways to look at it. Let's go to Long Island and talk to Pat on the Fan next. What's up, Pat?
Hey, Keith. Driving home for the game, but I am not talking about that. I watched the back half. I'm very, very excited to be a believer. I needed to see one of the two steals, and we won the first one. But because of this team, I'm excited. They were just, I look at it the other way, unfortunately. That 25% three-point shooting still took us to overtime and almost won. So I'm still uncomfortable, man. Like, they are.
Oh,
still
don't get comfortable. These are the defending champs. And what I said, you know, so I'm live, and during the break, I'm having conversations too. And my boy Dalton in the chat, he said, does this change your belief in the Knicks? Like, I'm talking about the power of belief. I'm not a Knicks fan. I don't have to believe in them. I predicted Celtics in five, which is still in play. I'm telling you, you're going to see a different approach. You're going to see a different looking team the rest of the way. And just know that the Celtics are not going to come out there. They're going to shoot threes, but they're going to have a little bit of a different look and approach. That was how they got. And like I said, they were chucking up threes. Brunson strikes fear into their hearts. They are chucking up threes when they just need twos. And Brunson is hitting his threes and finding, you know, I just think that it was a great game for the Knicks to steal in overtime. They could have won in a regulation, but these are the defending champs. They do have good players. They may have Kristaps Porzingis back, which will change how they play on the floor. And you will see them attack the basket more. You will see them go for more points in the paint. They did have, you know, a decent amount of points in the paint early in the game, but they went away from it. It was like they were addicted to throwing up threes, all of them. Derek White, like if you actually go and look at the box score, not the team stats, but when you actually go and look, like Jaylen Brown, 1-for-10. Derek White, 5-for-16. Jason Tatum, 4-for-15. Drew Holiday, 2-for-7. They were just clank, chucking them up, and that's not a recipe for success.
Absolutely. And then I'll just make it because, like I said, I did come from the game. Devin Williams, I'm in the same boat to trade. It was a project gone wrong. But I will say that this is the first time, what's his name, came out, didn't look too good.
Luke Weaver in the rain having to, you know, jump into duty because he's got a, you know, pick up for Devin Williams who couldn't get it done. Like, I will excuse that because Luke Weaver's not going to be nails all the time. And it's just like, it's too much change. It's too much. Thanks for the call, Pat. It's just too much in the first, like, month and a week of the season to go from, Luke, you're the setup guy. Devin Williams is the closer. Oh, now he can't close. We need you to close. Oh, now he can't even be the setup guy. It's just like in the rain against a good team. You had a 3-run lead, and, you know, with runners on, they put bat to ball, and you get got. The Yankees are in a bad one right now. The Yankees have blown 5 games in the 8th inning. Like, it's unacceptable. But this is what happens. We saw it happen. It made me think of Michael King, who we'll see on the mound tonight. If you remember, in 2022, we needed Michael King coming out of the pen, and he had to warm up. He had to rush his warm-up to save Aroldis Chapman's ass. Aroldis Chapman was the closer, and he couldn't go in and get the job done. So they get Michael King up quick, and then he goes in. And I remember being on the Fan that night talking about it. I'm like, I blame Chapman. And people were like, oh, his arm was going to go anyway. It was just a matter of time. I'm like, well, maybe it wouldn't have been that time if he didn't have to rush his warm-up and come into the game. So everybody's at fault. Aaron Boone is at fault. Devin Williams is at fault. Luke Weaver is at fault. And the Yankee lineup. Score more than 3 runs. It's all their fault. And Major League Baseball, you're at fault too for playing that stupid game in the rain. Rain delay and then a delayed start and then a rain delay. But no, ultimately that's a game that the Yankees have to win. And I was just dumb. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. And Edwin Diaz is pumped. That's a win for the Mets. 5-4. Mets take the first game in Arizona. And right the ship a little bit here. So I'm sure we'll have incoming Mets calls any moment now. 888-808-1019 as we talk about the winter Mets, the New York Knicks, who take the first game in Boston. Robbie and Lennox back on the Fan. What's up, Robbie?
Keith McPherson for 3. Yes, I'm a foul. Keith, you know what? Let me tell you something. You know what? I'm glad they won. But tonight shows the... You talk about stupid games and stupid prizes. I mean, this was like the pure stupidity of the NBA tonight. Only this modern-day NBA where the Knicks could shoot 50% of the foul. Why could the Celtics lose and be as dumb from the three-point stripe? I mean, honestly, the first caller tonight blaming the fact that Porzingis was out. I mean, as a little boy, I'm a little boy, and here comes, you know, Willis Reed limping on the court. He scores 4 points the first 2 baskets, and the Knicks beat Will Chamberlain and the Lakers. Okay, so I don't want to hear about Porzingis being hurt. That's nonsense. When you take all the shots, 60 shots from 3-point shot land, that's just dumb. So I give the Knicks a lot of credit for coming back tonight. They showed resilience, okay? They showed resilience. They haven't won there all year. As much as I can't stand the modern-day NBA, I give them a lot of credit, Keith, okay? But, you know, I got to tell you something. I mean, years ago, you would have appreciated the game so much more because I know how much you love basketball, but there's just no sharing of the basketball. Like, here's the interesting thing. 1:47 left in the game. The Celtics have a 1-point lead, and yet they choose to shoot 2 shots of threes.
They couldn't help it. They could not help themselves. They had already missed 40, 50.
It's like watching John Starks and having like a bad headache. But like 94, remember, I'm thinking of John Starks going 3-for-8, you know, whatever, 3-for-18 or whatever you want.
After they missed 30, 35, 40, right. 45, a record that somebody would say, no more threes. Pass the ball, get to the hoop, attack, try to draw a foul. It's not working. But no, that's what they've done all year, chuck up threes. So
it's dumb. And everything you said about Major League Baseball is correct. But tonight's game was so frustrating. I flipped on the Yankee game. They're up 3-0. Here's my problem. Cruz has been really good all year. Why do you have to put Devin
I knew
Williams
you were
going to
get got
game?
2 pitches. And,
why?
And nope. They said because he pitched the other. I don't care about the past game.
Who cares? The man cannot
keep him in this game that we're in. And take him out if he needs to be taken out. Devin Williams, at least they took Devin Williams out when he needed to be taken out. But then you put Weaver in a tough spot.
See, I'm all too, when Rodan's sailing along, I know it's early in the season, but when Rodan's sailing along, why can't Rodan just come out and pitch the damn next inning? Why do you have to switch him all the time?
Well, we had the break in the game. The second rain delay, you know, I thought we were going to lose Rodan with the second rain delay.
Right. That's right. I forgot about the rain delays because I was watching the other things going on.
Yeah, it's fine. It is what it is.
Yeah,
I mean, it sucks.
I know.
You shouldn't lose a 3-0 game in the 8th inning.
Absolutely. I agree.
At home.
You know what? This team, but you know what? Also, you shouldn't score 3 runs. I'm tired of the offense. Got to get going. Got to get these kids going. So, anyway, brother, all the best, man. Continued success. Thanks again.
Thanks for the call, Robbie. 888-808-1019. Yeah, for the Yankees, it's just super frustrating because I've been – what did I just say the other day? I'm like, they should have 24 wins. You can go back now. You can literally go back now. These games that they're blowing, like, we can't afford to lose these games. I was listening to the pregame. I was listening to Garrett Cole talk about his rehab, and it was just putting me in a bad spot. I don't want to watch any more of these rain games. I don't want to deal with the rain affecting this team. This team is significantly impacted by weather. And they had one tonight, but then the weather gets them again. And it's not an excuse, but it is. Because, like, they need perfect conditions to throw strikes. I don't know, man. It's super frustrating because now that's a losing streak. You had to have that game. It's going to rain the rest of the week. You have Michael King going and Dylan Cease going. Like, you're about to get swept. Are you about to lose five in a row at home? I don't know. They could. They very well could. It's annoying. And it's like, these are manager decisions, and these are just little things that guys aren't doing. And I don't know. I'm trying not to, you know, I get it. Yeah, you know, it's May 6th, but they should be better than this. This is the New York Yankees. You were in the World Series last year. Aren't you supposed to be hell-bent on, you know, being a champion and getting back to where you were? And it's just like, it's just hard to believe. It's hard to believe. At least, like, Volpe's back in the lineup today. And you feel better about that because you don't have to see the lineup with Peraza and Cabrera and Pablo Reyes and Yorbit Vivas, but whatever. They found a way to blow it anyway. And Trent Grisham, the performance that we're getting out of Trent Grisham is such a pleasant surprise, and that's a game that they should win. And they now have five or six games that they should have won this year. And you got to move on. You got to turn the page. But, yeah, the math is the same. And I say this every season. The math is the same, right? That could be the difference between home field advantage in the World Series and not. That could be the difference between winning the division and being a wild card. So, yeah, when we get there in late September, we're going to harken back to this Devin Williams experiment. And that's why I say I'm good on it, yo. I'm straight. It's just, it's too much with the beard policy, and I don't care about the beard policy. I can't grow a beard. I don't give a damn. If, like, these guys can have beards or not have beards, I'm rooting for the Yankees regardless of whether they have beards or not, but there are some people still stuck on the fact that this guy has a beard and that he's the poster boy for that policy being changed, and he's not good. It's dumb, but, like, people are holding it against him. And so, you can't pitch him in Yankee Stadium because some of those people are sitting out there, and they're not rooting for him. They're expecting him to fail. So when he is throwing a ball and not a strike, there are moans and groans. And he's just, I don't know, he seems feeble. He seems soft. And he seems like he's not cut out for New York. But Boone is going to continue to say, this guy's been dominant. Yeah, he's been dominant in Milwaukee. This is not Milwaukee. It's nothing like it, actually. You know, Rodon spoke after the game and they asked him about Devin Williams because Rodon can relate to being booed. Rodon can relate to going at it with fans and not performing well and having to hear it. But he said it's part of it. It's part of being in New York. If you pitch well, they're going to love you. They're going to pick you up. But if you don't, you're going to get booed. And he's had to throw way more pitches than we're asking Devin Williams to throw. Like, how much can you cater to a guy? How much can you coddle a guy? How much can you try to find landing spots for a guy? Because it starts to throw off your entire approach to winning the game. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, what's up, man?
Sorry, y'all. This is Devin Williams stuff is mad annoying because it's like you add this guy to the team thinking you're getting an elite closer. He's been nothing close to that. And so now you got to play these little games at the end of the game. Like, oh, is this a spot we can use Devin Williams? It should be, but there is no good spot to use this version of Devin Williams.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's been pretty rough, you know. And the line's going to get, you know, who's your daddy band at some point. It's been pretty tough. You know, he could have been so great, like, you know. If only it feels like that the play was a year or two earlier, you know, just staying with all those wins. And, you know, Yankees fans are funny. You have a good point, though, with Williams, if he's pitching just like a regular, normal closer about a few games, is that I heard a guy call up a night ago, and he's like, I don't like how the Yankees are inconsistent. They'll score 15, and the next game they'll only score a few. Like, come on, if they score 15 every game, they'd be 162-0.
That is baseball, Susan. Like, a lot of, like, that's baseball, Susan. A lot of teams have huge outputs, and then the next day, nothing. And You know what? That also is based on pitching, right? That's the great thing about baseball, right? It's not a basketball team. It's not a football team where the guys just line up and the same guys are out there. Baseball is so dependent on the starting pitcher and the guys coming out of the bullpen, and it is different every single game.
I do have a C-Max line, which is that you're not going to say anything bad about Stanton until he doesn't perform in the playoffs. It's very smart. Everyone wants to get all jumpy on him, but, you know, it matters when it counts. Like, look at the Knicks. Look at Bridges. You know, I remember game one, I told you that I was at someone's house for that game when they're playing, or no, game two versus the Pistons. And when Bridges went up for that 3-pointer with a couple seconds left, I screamed out 5 first-round picks. Then he missed it. So this guy sent me a video tonight, you know, with that clip of him getting that steal with the 5 first-round picks, like, all over it.
Yeah, and I mean, those picks are not going to matter. Thanks for the call, Josh. Like, the picks are not going to matter. He's already given you moments in this playoff run where you're like, that's worth a pick. It's worth half a pick. That's worth a pick swap. Speaking of picks, before we get to the next break here, breaking news from earlier that has to be discussed on The Fan. The NBA draft lottery is coming, but the NHL draft lottery happened. And your New York Islanders, yes, the Islanders get the number one pick. The first time since 2009, I was reading up on it, and I'm like, I got to talk about this. It was a 3.5% chance converted in dramatic fashion when ball number 13 came up in the first ever live drawing of the draft lottery. The winning combination, 7, 11, 12, 13, was one of just 35 that would have gotten the Islanders the top pick out of 1,001 total. And obviously you guys know the Islanders are without their GM. They fired Lou Lamoriello last month. You know, big changes to come over there, but like, good fortune. I know we were talking about the All-Star game being at UBS and that being something, and that's not a thing, and I don't know. I'm not that deep into like my NHL fandom to know who the top pick is, but I think I was reading that too, and I clipped this from. I was looking at the New York Times and New York Post, so I'll give them credit for that. They said there's a clear number one in the New York Times. They said there's a clear number one for the NHL scouts in defensiveman Matthew Schaefer from the OHL's Erie Otters. Behind him is a well-defined group of forwards with NHL tools. So I guess this guy will be the clear-cut pick for the Islanders. Good, good. Can some of that luck from Belmont Park go over to Flatbush and Atlantic to the Barclays Center so that the Nets can get a top three pick? I don't even need the number one pick. Can the Nets have the lottery ball bounce where they are right now? You know, the sixth team, can that, let me hit the sim lottery. I'm on Tankathon, like, all right, sim lottery, boom. Nope, it's got the Nets at six. Let's do it again. And, my second attempt has the Brooklyn Nets as the number one pick. Can we get some of that luck from over there at the Islanders Arena to find its way to the Brooklyn Nets for the NBA draft lottery? 888-808-1019. That's Monday, May 12th. We'll find out what the Brooklyn Nets' fate will be there. But again, you know, I've watched Mikal Bridges as a Brooklyn Net. I watched him as a Phoenix Sun. And, like, this is what I'm saying when you look at this Knicks team, yo. Obviously, these guys have their pedigree from college, championship pedigree from college, and that's different with the tournament. But, like, Mikal Bridges has gone through the playoffs and played in a finals. That is experience. OG Anunoby won with the Raptors. That is experience. Even Karl Anthony Towns, not for nothing, he has playoff experience from last year. He had moments. Jalen Brunson is ice cold. It doesn't make any sense, bro. Watching him play, I'm like, I don't know, like, if it's the training, if what it is about, like, he's so unassuming, and then he's just a killer. Josh Hart, pedigree from Villanova as well. So they have guys with experience in those crunch time moments, and they got an opportunity where they had to steal this game today. Porzingis goes down. The Celtics get tight. They go up 20, and I guess they get too confident. but then they're chucking up threes. They're giving you lanes. They're giving you a window. They're keeping you in the game, and OG hit shots, and Bridges made plays, and Brunson was the clutch player that we know him to be, put the cape on again, and the Knicks win 108-105 in overtime. And you could say Kristaps Porzingis had 34 in regulation when they beat him in overtime, and that's going to change the series, but we don't know. Now we've got a series. Okay, I've got less than an hour left. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the fan. Call us up. We'll be right back.